Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The DH, Terry Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Paul Zuvella. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rich Yett. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Adussi. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Adussi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive towards short. Sviam reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Zuvella reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Castillo. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Castillo steals second. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff strikes out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Brock moves to second. Jim Adussi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adusi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ziavella fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Ziavella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ziavella bunts towards the mound. Wegman fields it and throws to first for the out. Allenson moves to second. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yet fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 0 for 0 in the game. Zuvella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Zuvella reaches second base with a double. Jacoby scores. Allenson moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Adusi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allenson tags and scores. Zuvella tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Zuvella tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Carter reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Carter steals third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall is walked intentionally. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Adusi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adusi is 0 for 1 in the game. Adusi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter throws the ball into Franco who tags Sviam trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Allenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 2 in the game. Leonard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Leonard. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Zubella applying the tag. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards short. Zubella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Zubella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zubella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Zubella hits a line drive towards short. Svium reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Franco reaches second base with a double. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a line drive into right field. Adussi picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Adussi. Franco scores. Francona moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leonard. Carter reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Juan Neves now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Hall reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Adussi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adussi is 0 for 2 in the game. Adussi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Castillo who is chasing the ball. Adussi reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Adussi scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svium is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Svium hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brook Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Allenson strikes out. Two outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zuvella hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Gordon now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Houston Jimenez now playing second base. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jimenez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Juan Castillo pinch runs for Joey Meyer. Jim Adussi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gordon Castillo moves to second. Jim Adussi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adussi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Adussi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jimenez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Castillo moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gantner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.